More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. The collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia and the National Search and Rescue Agency to distribute information on safety in emergencies is outlined in a Memorandum of Understanding signed in Jakarta on Tuesday, August 12, 2025. President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia, Ihan Dasmo, expressed his belief that the speed of information can be a decisive factor in saving lives and minimizing the negative impact of disasters. Meanwhile, Chief of the National Search and Rescue Agency, Muhammad Syafi, described Radio Republik Indonesia as a highly important partner for his agency. He noted that its extensive network of Radio Republik Indonesia is very helpful in delivering information and education on emergency preparedness. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Hadalia said that oil lifting in the first half of 2025 has exceeded the target set in the state budget. He made the statement after attending a limited meeting with President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday, August the 11th. Bahlil said 2025 state budget set an oil lifting target of 605,000 barrels per day. However, by June 2025, the realization had reached 608,000 barrels per day. In addition to the oil lifting achievement, the minister also reported in a meeting that non-tax state revenue from the energy and mineral resources sector in the first half of 2025 had reached 54% of the 260 trillion rupiah target. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And it was his Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good day, listener. Welcome to the Voice of Indonesia with me, Steve, that you can access on vhonews.id, the application RRI Digital. And now you can also join us by using the application. No, I have mentioned about it. But you can also join us by watching the RRI Net channel. Welcome to the Voice of Indonesia. Today, we'll talk about so many things. We'll get an update from West Sumatra, and also we will talk something about the relationship between Indonesian language and also the Independence Day of Indonesia. And all of this will be available on vionis.id, application RRI Digital, and also the RRI Net channel.
Voice of Indonesia.
And listener, right now we are connected with my colleague Aldi Lasafritri from RRI Bukit Tinggi to get to know some updates coming from Bukit Tinggi. Good day, Aldi.
Hello, good day, Steve.
Yeah, so what can you share with us today?
Well, today, especially in Bukit Tinggi, for several days, we have several big events. And today we have a regional seminar with the title Igniting the Torch of Literacy, Bung Hatta's Legacy for Today's Indonesia. It was held at the Auditorium Proklamator Bung Hatta Library in Bukit Tinggi. This event served a significant moment to rekindle the spirit of literacy and also the values of Bung Hatta's struggle for the present generations. And the seminar was attended by the Governor of West Sumatra, Mahyaldi Ansarullah, and also accompanied by the chairpersons of the Bung Hatta Foundation, Dr. Halida Nuriyahatta, and also Deputy Major of Bukit Tinggi, Ibnu Aziz, and also Head of National Library of Indonesia, and also the Head of the Proklamator Bung Hatta Library, also with the representative from the various universities and regional officials across West Sumatra. And this seminar also featured notable speaker, including Dr. Halida Nuriyahatta, chair of the Bung Hatta Foundation, and also one of his Sambri senior lecturer at the Department of History, Andalas University. Both speakers highlighted the importance of understanding Bung Hatta's thought within the context of nationalism and today's global challenges. And also, Steve, on last Saturday, a national dialogue was held at the Tridaya Eka Dharma Museum as a part of the commemorations of the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence, and even aimed to strengthen the spirit of unity and also the values of national struggle relevant to today's society. And dialogue was initiated by the Deputy Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Yulio Tanjung, and featured speakers from diverse background, including Professor Mutia Farida Hatta. And this national dialogue was envisioned as a space for public reflections, especially for the younger generation, to preserve the spirit of the founding fathers and also the force of strong values of unity and nationalism in contemporary Indonesia. Hello, Steve?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes. And as a part of the celebration for the 80th anniversary of Indonesia independence, Bukit Tinggi government will also organize an allegorical parades in the city. This parade will feature participants from various groups, including school, cultural communities, state-owned and regional enterprises, community organization, and sub-district representative, as well as the Indonesian National Armed Force and also the National Police.
And this celebration, is it an annual thing, or maybe is it a new thing this year? Or besides that, has there been any kind of communal celebrations? Because like in Japan, Indonesian Embassy in Japan has done some karaoke competition. In Melbourne, they have a drone show. But what about the festivities in Bukit Tinggi?
Okay, for today, when we talk about the allegorical parades, is annual events. But for dialogue on national struggle and unity, not every year.
Okay, and then what about, have people starting a lot of competitions? Because like in Jakarta, in Bogor, people have started all those competitions like volleyball, something like it. And what about in Bukit Tinggi? Besides the one that is set by the government itself.
Okay, especially for the community there is no special event, especially for before 17 August. But after 17 August, most and also many events and also competitions is held by the communities in Bukit Tinggi.
Okay, Aldila, we got what we needed. Thank you very much for sharing with us about the events happening in Bukit Tinggi.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, too.
Okay, listener, that is Aldila from RRI Bukit Tinggi. And in a moment, we will be starting our VOA talk, the relations between the Indonesian local language and its meaning in the Independence Day. But before that, let's listen to this one.
Gelombang semesta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Katulistiwa kita kabarkan berita membuka cakrawala semua bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world ahead of the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence. We'll talk a lot about every aspect of Indonesia. One of them is about our very diverse language. And you know that Indonesia is so diverse in ethnicities and so many aspects, including language. And today we will talk about it with Indonesian local language and dialect researcher at National Research and Innovation Agency, Dr. Joni Endardi. Good afternoon, Dr. Joni.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Yeah. So, sir, I'd like to start this talk with how many local language or dialects that actually Indonesia have so far.
Our dialect and language Indonesian are of 700.
We have 700 of them.
700 languages.
Yeah, 700 languages, and I hear that some of them are threatened to extinction. Is it true, sir?
How do local dialect
reflect
independence? Local dialect in Asian, the hearbirds of community life, the precious ways of speaking that have evolved over century, set by geography, trade, migration, and culture contact. After independence, the continent of the Dutch dialect became a form of everyday freedom. the liberty to express ourselves in the language of ancestors, to tell our stories, to name the word in the voice, to resonate deeply with our local identity. Independent gave us political space to fill in this dialect, not as mere curiosity, but as expression of socially and community level. In a village in East Nusa Tenggara, for example, I have heard elders speak with pride about how their dialect carries the history of resistance against colonial intrusion. In the Batak Highland, proverb and idiom, national and global language dominates. Local dialect often survive when families, marketplace, and culture performance serving of fights affirmation of our freedom to be who we are. In this way, local dialect do not simply reflect independence. The enact in it daily, the remind of that independence is not merely the absence of foreign rule, but the presence of culture choice, linguistic dignity, and the while maintain the diversity and the increasing uniform word.
Okay, and that is how the local language reflect independence. And we would like to know, what is the role of regional language in the independence of Indonesia, sir?
Yes, okay. What role has regional language play in independence? During the independent movement, regional language plays a vital strategic and emotional role. In the 1940, not everyone spoke the same Tonggu, but each community understood the urgency of the national stranger, what it expressed in the mother language, which clandestine meeting and local publication often took place in regional language priestly, because the cold, steer and deep sense of belonging and urgency. Take for informant of role of Java in rallying rural population in Central Java, or of the Malay variant in Sumatra to spread revolutionary pamphlet. In Bali, culture performance embed subtle call for unity and resistance, while in Sulawesi, local song and oral poetry carried cadent message of fault detection by colonial authority. This language was not merely tool for communication. They were vessel of persuasion capable of evoking shared history and igniting collective revolts. Moreover, regional language helped to localize the national stranger, the allowed independence to be understood not as an abstract, distant political event, but as something intimately connected to the life of its village, farm, finishing community, and urban neighborhood. Without them, the independent movement make have a minor movement of the few. With them, it became a movement of the many.
And for today, that is during the struggle of independence. And now, how does Indonesian language that we speak every day unite the nation?
Founded in Indonesia Unit in Nation, the decision of adopt Bahasa Indonesia as the national language was one of the most visionary act in our modern history. At the time of the youth pledge in 1928, there was not single language spoken by all Indonesian. Selection of Malay regional language, later devolved into Bahasa Indonesia, was deliberate, it was relatively natural. Accessibly to many communities and already used in the trade and inter-island communication. By elevating Bahasa Indonesia to status of national language, the independent movement gave the archipelago a shared linguistic rights, a mean for person from Maluku to convert with someone for Kalimantan, from Kalimantan, for a teacher in Sumatra to teach students from various ethnic background, and for government institution for function cohesively. Importantly, Indonesian did replace regional language, but coexisted with them. This is what made it a unifying rather than a homogene force. The decade after independence, the use of Indonesia in education, literature, broadcasting, and governance created and a common arena for democracy participation. At the same time, as cohabitation with local language reinforced the message that unity does not require strength, it requires mutual understanding and respect. Today, when I hear young people in Papua seamless with Bedouin and Mother Tengu, Indonesian and English, I am reminded that our linguistic unity is not fragile. It is dynamic and adaptive, capable of embracing diversity without losing coherence.
Okay, so despite we have a lot of language, apparently this is the one that helped us unite as a nation. Okay, thank you very much, Pak Joni, for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia. Have a nice day, Pak Joni.
Thank you very much. I'm joining in Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a nice day. Okay, listener, that is the Pak Joni Endar, the Indonesian local language and dialect researcher from the National Research and Innovation Agency, and from what he explains that Indonesia has a lot of languages, but it is not an obstacle for us to unite, but instead it helps us to understand each other and to unite stronger than ever. And this talk you can listen again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. More from Indonesia is coming up next. I'll stay on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
In recent years, Bali has faced its share of challenges. Overcrowded beaches, cultural sites in disrepair, and a growing litter problem have left many concerned about the island's future. And it's clear that something needs to change. However, from adversity comes an opportunity for renewal. Bali has embarked on a journey towards sustainable tourism by introducing regulations. Then why does Bali need tourist levy? The answer is simple. To preserve Bali's natural beauty, cultural heritage, and enhance the visitor experience. Tourist levy regulations help protect and restore Bali's cultural treasures. They ensure all human beings respect, maintain, and appreciate sacred sites. Now, Bali is working towards cleaner, more pristine environments. As you explore Bali, remember to do it with respect for the local culture and environment. By contributing to the tourist levy, you're actively participating in sustainable tourism. Your support helps preserve Bali's natural beauty and cultural heritage for generations to come. Leave beautiful footprints, and the memories will last a lifetime. In conclusion, the Bali tourist levy is not just a fee, but an investment in Bali's continued allure. Your contribution shapes a brighter future for this island paradise, ensuring it remains a haven for all who visit. Together, we can protect its natural beauty, cultural heritage, and ensure a harmonious coexistence. This regulation will be implemented in 2024. Let's cherish Bali together and leave a legacy of responsible travel.
Now it's gone. You've gone.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's travel route. Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over-tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapa Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every
activity.
Friday, so
every Friday morning.
There's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this
absolutely.
Hours of morning.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because of, they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they not throw the rubbish everywhere, and we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people, all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants...
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
Yeah, it's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers. Along the beach, every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach. Automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach cleanup every time during their schedule, during their own schedule.
Oh, wow.
So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists.
Okay.
So they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali, as well in Indonesia, as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand,
wow,
the good wave for surfing,
yeah,
and the good water for swimming,
it
as
is.
Well for jogging and
yeah,
for,
I see people jog,
yeah,
around
for sightseeing.
Yeah.
This is nice beach in the world. So most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach.
Not only the beach.
Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity.
Surfing activity.
Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Volley,
beach
volley,
soccer, volley.
Volley.
And a family activity like sand carving. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool.
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up. So, and other hotels, they are automatically every day as well.
Too.
Do it too. So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself.
Take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah,
around
right,
there.
Yeah.
So if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street. That in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area cleans, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone. And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here.
Nah.
To doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency. So my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah,
easy to get the dollars. They have to maintenance their area,
yeah,
which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure. So as well, take action with their what we call that physicists or morals,
okay,
how to keep our destination still
clean,
safety and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay. But it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay. Development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environment. Our environment, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like the drugs and you can see in the news.
Yeah, many, we can see so many,
many foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what have what we call that, what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
As like they climbing, the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
As like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet. And many more bad manner. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali. They have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government? Already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. What happen next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna give it a pause for now.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So that happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Wow,
so
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots.
Grassroots
to catching, chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government been give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, we call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environments, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing, yeah. And for a moment, I think what I have been doing here, that the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali in every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.
For joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Jatuh lagi, tapi luka adalah niscaya. percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika.
Tak masuk logika.
Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.